escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Derek Kramer joining me in studio right now. I notice he has his arm in a sling. It had to be an 11-day power play issue, right?
It was absolutely 11 days.
What happened? Yes.
So remember how on Friday you had spoken to me and Zach, and I had mentioned the highs of it, of, you know, three goals, everything like that. The following night, I was also back on the ice.
Yeah.
And no, this is the lows of hockey. Josh was there. He was he saw the hit pretty cleanly, actually. He was on the ice. I was going to be shooting against him because he was in net. And I run into somebody. And Josh, do you mind explaining it the way that you did
yesterday? You were there?
Yeah. So he kind of, Derek was standing at the blue line, kind of went like this from a standing up position to this, how you lay down on the ground in about a second and a half, and also spun while he was doing it.
Stick went flying and everything.
It was, yeah, you it spun. Was, so you did like the John Elway helicopter turn.
Yes.
But on the ice.
Twice that night, actually.
Yeah.
The second one's what did me in.
I get this feeling. I don't know. I didn't watch you play. Sorry I couldn't be there. Great job, by the way.
Thank you.
I get this feeling. When you go hard, right? Is he the guy? Is that right?
I'm reckless.
I mean, listen, growing up, like, okay, like, there were names for guys that, like, in gym class just went as hard as they could. And that's okay.
Yeah, gym class heroes, yeah.
Right? Gym class heroes, right? Gym jocks, whatever. And I'm not making fun of you. This is awesome. And what you're doing is for a great cause.
Yep.
But you seem to be that guy in this situation. You're like, I don't care. Hey, that's me in flag football now, right? I go out there, I play flag football. I'm 52. I'm like, I got to keep up with the young guys. I got to go as hard as I can.
Sal, there's always an extra little bit of motivation for this other skate that we do. And Josh has been a part of it a couple of years, but it's a lot of people that I'm friends with. Tell me you don't go harder against your friends than anyone else when it comes to competing.
Of course,
it's
right.
It's exactly what this is. So I'm far more reckless of a skater in that skate than I am in the GR skate. That is the, I'm your goal scorer.
You're
I need
reckless.
To,
I like that. Yes. He's reckless.
Defense is an option for Derek.
Yeah, regardless the GR skate, of skate. Defense is
are you
optional?
The J.J. Paterka of the
no,
of
I'm
the
Jeff
team?
Skinner.
Are you the okay, even
it's
more
even,
so.
The metrics even more are worse. So. the metrics are worse defensively for the GR skate. But in that third hour, because I still played through it, I couldn't grab the stick with my left hand. So I did something that I would never dare do in the GR skate, which was literally for the third hour, I just played positional defensive hockey. Because I couldn't shoot.
Nothing wrong with that.
I couldn't shoot. I couldn't grab
There's
my
nothing
stick.
Nothing wrong. The Sabres could use you, actually, right now. That's their philosophy. They need positional defensive hockey players right now, guys who can do that. Derek Kramer's in studio. I just teased this. I'm going to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the big NBA news just came over about 10 minutes ago? I always say his name. Is it Shams? It's not Shams. It's Shams, right? Shams Charania.
Yep.
Okay. The Milwaukee Bucks are waiving Damian Lillard and stretching the remaining $113 million of his contract in order to acquire Miles Turner, sources tell ESPN.
Oof.
Lillard's two seasons in Milwaukee come to an end as he rehabilitates a torn Achilles tendon. It is unfortunately the year of the torn Achilles. But man, the reaction to people are like, holy cow, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's not, it seems very cruel in a sense of, hey, thanks for tearing your Achilles for us, you're out.
Yeah.
It also might point to, I don't know if Damian Lillard plays basketball again.
No, I guess that's right.
Yeah, like I don't. Lillard was always one of those fan favorite types up in Portland and then getting traded to Milwaukee to try to chase a ring. And this is just another unfortunate outcome in his career that has already had plenty of those. But to waive a guy after he ruptures his Achilles for you, like trying to play for you and trying to win a championship.
It's a tough business. And these things, you know, it's funny.
But he still does get his money in the end of it. Like you said, it's being spread out.
And what I'll say this, though, is this reminds me of like this debate recently I was thinking about. I don't hate when Kevin Adams says, I want guys that want to be here. There's no mm-hmm. doubt. Like you want players who are invested in your organization and what you're trying to do. And that's great. And I think that's what happens. I think kind of that's what the Bills have, right? They have a mm-hmm. bunch of guys that, look, I want to be here because they win. And they have Josh Allen. There is the other side of it where you have a team like an organization like Vegas, which is ruthless. They don't care. You're a number to them. But guess what? They win because they're just acquiring as much talent as possible. There's no one right way to do it, right? I mean, everybody's got their own way to do it. You'd love to have your cake and eat it too, where everybody loves being here and we win all the time. Woohoo! Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
Right? That's who they are. Vegas, ruthless. They've known, hey, doesn't matter. They'll move on from you. They bring guys in. Kind of doesn't matter. They went through that thing with Robin Leonard a few years ago, right?
And then Marc-Andre Fleury the infamous DeBoer picture from agent Alan Walsh.
Right.
There's a lot.
And by the way, you saw what they did, right? They mm-hmm. trade for Mitch Marner.
Yep.
What'd you think about that?
I hate it. I hate it mostly.
You hate it for what reason? I don't.
I
kind of love it that Mitch Marner's no longer in Toronto, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, no. Mitch Marner as a Toronto Maple Leaf was not my biggest problem. Mitch Marner, the potential Buffalo Bill, because I'm
Buffalo
a
Saber.
Fool and a pipe dream kind
Buffalo
of
Saber,
person.
You mean?
Yes.
Yes.
The idea was, Brian Colziel and I talked about it during locker cleanout. This is how far back it went. Shove Josh Allen on a plane, get him to talk to Mitch Marner. Like, that's the simple strategy that we should be employing here. And then Vegas goes ahead and says, no, we want to secure him before anyone else even has a chance to talk to him. Right idea. I love it for the Vegas Golden Knights, but because I liken the Vegas Golden Knights to one of the villains of hockey, I hate it.
There's another trade.
So because I hate it, that means it's a good move.
There's another trade coming in. Victor Arvidsson is going to be traded to the Bruins from the Oilers.
What is Don Sweeney doing?
I don't know. I think they're kind of caught between like what they want to be.
Yeah, they sell off Marchand, but before the season even began, they give Swayman the big contract. Mm-hmm. They have to get rid of Ullmark. I don't know what, like, it seems like they're kind of like aimless and without an identity, because you have Pasternak still, you have McAvoy, you have these players that are top tier end skill guys, but then you trade Marchand for, after the mercenary run that he went on with Florida, seems like you traded him for not enough. And again, I don't think that Sweeney is I'm starting to think Don Sweeney is just a bad general manager who got covered up by top-end talent.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Was there already.
Derek Kramer joining me in studio here. Sabres NHL free agency day begins in less than 20 minutes, Derek.
I'm ready. I'm excited. So I'm here early.
So you're here. So today we have what? We have Sabres Live at 1 p.m.
Yep.
They're down there at Harbor Center today with they're at Harbor Center today with the Sabres development camp.
Yes.
Plus free agency begins. And then you are going to be on at 1 o'clock.
With Zach Jones.
Zach Jones. And you'll be talking a lot about free agency because by then deals are coming in. Here's the thing about free agency today. It just seems like everybody we kind of were talking about, they've kind of re-upped with their team or they've already been traded, sign and trade, like Mitch Marner. We do have this report, though, that the Sabres will be signing a goaltender, Alex Lyon.
I like this. This allows for – Lyon has been a capable backup within the NHL for several years now. Most infamously, three seasons ago when he helped slam the door on the Sabres and kept them at 91 mm-hmm. points and out of the playoffs. Lyon was responsible for that, not Bobrovsky. So I think this might just be a nice little low-key signing. If Lyon gets beat out in camp, for example, by Levi the same way Reimer was, I won't be surprised. Mostly because Levi has the capability to do this. It's just he hasn't shown it at the NHL level yet. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be mad if Levi beats out Lyon in training camp. I also don't think that the Sabres want to repeat the same, I don't want to call it mistake, but the same happenings of last year where they run in with Luukkonen and Levi, and then your goalie that you signed in free agency gets claimed on waivers.
Well, I think part of the issue is this. There's this really tough spot they're in with Levi, which is, let's just say he, as you put it, beats out Lyon in training camp. He's still not getting enough games where you're comfortable with him just sitting on the bench. He could beat him out, but you still have to still say, I still need him to play. He's got to go down to Rochester, right? So I think that's the tough part. Levi could do everything in his power to beat out Lyon, but unless he's way better and you're like, we got to play this guy, which would be the great scenario, right? Like, oh my God, Levi's arrived. He's ready. Let's go. I don't care. Put him in the net for UPL. If Levi beats out Lyon, I still think you might have to say it doesn't matter. It's Lyon's job because we need Levi to play. And he's got to go to AHL to do that.
And I think that, honestly, it was the Calder Cup run that ultimately fell short that spelled what the Sabres' plan was going to be with Devon Levi.
Mm-hmm.
If he beats Laval, the best team in the AHL, that probably changes everything. Like, there's probably even no designs on signing Alex Lyon. They're signing AHL goaltenders at that point. But now, I think that seeing what happened there, you want to just take your time with him. Make sure it's done right. Let him start in Rochester. Just because he starts there does not mean he has to end there. And let the tandem be Luukkonen and Alex Lyon, who has shown to be able to take stretches of being the starting goaltender in case UPL falters again.
We do have some Sabres news coming over.
Oh.
They have signed defenseman Ryan Johnson to a 3-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
AAV? $775,000.
Yeah. I mean, you're looking at the minimum for Ryan Johnson because he has yet to really
Correct.
Do much of anything.
Fine with this. Fine with this. Keep Ryan Johnson in the pipeline. Keep him right there. We'll see what it looks like going forward for Ryan McLeod. I think that's kind of one that you don't really know where that's going to come in. And I think, obviously, Bo Byram. What's going to happen with him, obviously?
Yeah, I don't know. Part of me is, I don't know if worried's the right word, but a little uneasy that I think the Sabres might be content with their forward group. With what they have now.
Yep.
And I do think that they need another addition to the top six. You don't trade J.J. Paterka without needing that.
Great segue to Jeff in Buffalo who wants to chime in on the J.J. trade. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I just, number one, I'm 60 years old, so just a little bit of history behind the Sabres. Been a fan my whole life. Okay, so anyway, I call it Sabres smog because it's just like this smog that hangs over this team. And until Adams is done, I don't know what the deal is with Pegula and Adams and how they wanted to sort of tailor him along and how much Terry and maybe Kim had invested in this guy. But at the same time, the J.J. Paterka trade. We'll give you a player that we developed. Yep, we developed. We actually developed this kid. He came along. Doesn't happen very much as a saver, but it happened. Now all of a sudden he's unhappy, and our stance is: if you don't want to be with us, then you can't play with us. Come on, you're a pro. This is a professional league. You should have told him, you know what, and go back to Germany, because that's the stance this team has to take if they're going to start retaining players and even maybe obtaining a free agent here or there that's worth something. I'm just, you know, and then you look at the Bo Byram thing with Adams. He, like, that should have been done before the draft. There was interest by the Kings and a couple other teams in this league for him. Maybe you could have even, who knows, got crazy as the Buffalo Sabres organization and got Paterka, Byram, and maybe got a player back. It's just, you know, it's the same old ho-hum. You see him trade Clifton for basically the same player. Yeah, he's bigger. He's a right-handed defenseman. Come on. I mean, it's when you look at – I bet you when they call Adams and deal with him, it's like working over a little kid for his lunch money. I mean, it's just ridiculous at this point. And being a Sabres fan this long, I'm out. I'm done.
All right, well, listen, I think there's a few things here, Jeff. Number one, I actually think Kevin Adams has made a couple nice trades. I think that the Mittelstadt trade was a good trade to get Byram, and I do think the Ryan McLeod trade was a good trade for Savoy. However, that being said, I agree they should have played more hardball with J.J. Paterka. They had the rights. I know he could put him in a tough spot and say, I'm not signing. But Bill, I think the caller's name was Bill, is right. You could say, you don't want to sign, you can go. You're losing a lot of money, dude. Go back to Germany. You could play that hardball. I think the Sabres said, let's just cut our losses now, because they didn't want to pay him the kind of money he would get and like he got from the Utah Mammoth. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up here on your Tuesday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sabres Live coming your way at noon.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.